You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at
Recorded in Chicago, Illinois, with your hosts, Ken, Matt, Neil, and Jeff. This is Triviality.
Hello, and welcome to Triviality, the game where a lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge. I am Ken, here in the studio with Jeff and Neil, and no Matt.
Matt is not here. I don't smell his
musk. Oh, you know what? Me and Matt, we were playing Jumanji. Yeah, and he rolled the "In the Jungle You Must Wait" until you roll a five or eight, I believe it was.
That's correct.
I kind of got bored of the game and I just quit.
Oh, so you guys get imposter Matt tonight instead.
Ooh, yeah, that's right. We do have an imposter Matt. Neil, you want to get that started with us, with our guests?
Of course. So Matt, as Ken just said, is stuck in the jungle. So we'll see if he can get out. But I'm assuming any jokes about.
I mean, nobody's playing Jumanji, so he's.
Well, no one's playing. Well, that's true, and no amount of 90s references is going to get him out of the jungle without a machete of some sort. So we do have another Matt standing by coming to save the day. He's been on the show before. He did a great job with our Star Trek bonus episode and a few other appearances. He's coming to us from San Diego, and he's an Oakland 5 supporter on Patreon. That is Matt Kirk. How's it going, Matt?
I am doing fantastic. We had some technical difficulties, but I'm here and ready to go.
Awesome.
We did it. We did it.
We did do it, and we're using string
just
and
like
some
Dora
soup cans.
And boots.
Dora, and what is? Does she wear it's boots? Dora,
no, boots is the monkey, right?
Yes. Swiper, no swiping.
Oh, okay.
They always talk about how they did it. So
I was thinking of that great bass player named
they
Boots.
They did it. They didn't do it though, right?
There's a hybrid.
They achieved something.
They achieved something.
Okay.
Right?
Matt, why don't you tell us a little bit?
It doesn't
bit.
Really fit in the song with "We Achieved Something."
Remind folks what you're doing out in San Diego.
Well, right now I'm just working as a cashier, but I also do trivia hosting at night around the town when I'm not at the cashier stands. But as much as I can, I'm writing trivia for a couple different shows, and I enjoy doing that. And I've got some stuff for you guys tonight that I hope you enjoy.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
But we can't play without two teams of two, right?
That's right. We, as we said, Matt is in the jungle, but we have a contestant who's going to be playing with Ken, and I'll let him explain why. And he's coming to us from Tulsa, Oklahoma. He's friends with Tim and Cheyenne, who've been on the show before, who we appreciate. And that is Ian Belovich. How's it going, Ian?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me on. I know it's a bit of short notice, but glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm just happy you were able to step in and fill the spot. Tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe what the subject line of your email was when you first reached out.
Well, I'm a second-year med student at OSU here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I do a fair amount of bar trivia as well at the local breweries here. And I wanted to be on because I had a pretty similar skill set to Jeff. So I think I wrote, I want to beat Jeff. So logically, I got to be on Ken's team here.
All right. Sounds good. And we came up with a good team name that's based on your pet's name. Isn't that right?
Yeah, so we're going to be, it's Hubble Like the Dog. That's our local trivia team here. Everyone likes to ask me if my golden retriever is named after the space telescope, but, you know, I'm tired of answering that question. So
It's Hubble like the dog, just like his dog is named Hubble.
Hubble like the dog. And I do want to give credit to Ian because we couldn't figure out a good name for our team, for me and Jeff. And Ian provided that one too. So, Jeff, what are we going to be today?
Yeah, so inspired by that, we're going to be Dog Like the Bounty Hunter.
Awesome. So Hubble like the dog versus Dog Like the Bounty Hunter.
Oh, boy.
That's not confusing at all. No.
Have you seen The Power of the Dog?
I'm just kidding. I'm feeling hungry like the wolf, though.
Hungry like the wolf for the rules?
Yeah, indeed. let's get Duran Duran to read the rules.
The rules of the game are simple. 20 questions split into two rounds worth 10 points apiece. At halftime, there'll be a special swing round designed by this week's host. After regulation, players will enter the final round with the points that they've accumulated and will have a chance to wager 0 to 30 points on 5 categorized questions. At the end of the game, someone will be named the cream of the crop.
You're the cream of the crop.
I think they were really happy to still be working.
Darren did sound a little new wavy today.
He did. There's a lot of keyboard.
Yeah, sorry. The best we could do is Darren, Darren.
Darren, Darren. Boo.
Boo this man. Matt, feel free to take it away. I think today's a special game that you wrote, right?
Yeah, we did a similar game last year for 2020, and we were back again with this 2021 year in review. No fancy titles for categories; these are just straight up what you would expect to see on a pub quiz. Full game today, though.
All right, sounds good.
Awesome.
All right, let's kick it off with question number one in sports. This is the only sports question you get today. Sorry. The 2021 MLB All-Star Game was played in Denver. What other city was originally scheduled to host the game? MLB owners voted to move the game due to recently enacted local and state voting restrictions.
We can lock in, right?
If you feel good about it.
I got it.
Okay, yeah, I'm good with that then.
So I feel like that was going to be...
I think that's Atlanta. Is that what you're
saying?
Atlanta,
yeah. And I do think Georgia was one of those states with the voting restrictions and probably the most in the news one. So let's go with that.
Yeah, I think Atlanta is the right one.
Yep. I kind of remember that the team name wasn't the only problematic thing about the venue, and we said Atlanta.
All right. Points for both. It is Atlanta.
All right. Starting out on a good streak here. One for one.
Batting 1,000.
All right, moving on to question two in geography. What was the name of the container ship that became wedged in the Suez Canal, blocking the passage, and as a result, the global supply chain for nearly a week last March?
I was studying ships late night on my phone on Incognito, as you do. You study some ships, and I know the name of this one.
So it's funny, I was also looking at ships the other day.
Were you?
Yeah.
Were your pants off as well?
No.
Okay.
I wasn't on Incognito either, but...
Well, we can talk about that later, but we're locked in.
So do you remember the name of this? I don't... You do?
So the company, I believe, is Evergreen, and all of their ships start with Ever and a G. So I think it's... wow, now I'm just blanking out on this.
That's... I was going to say...
Evergiven, sorry.
It's Evergiven. Yeah, I was going to say Everlast, the guy from House of Pain, which we were talking about before the recording. But yeah, Evergiven.
Okay.
I believe so.
You're locked in with that. I remembered this when it happened for trivia purposes because I knew it was going to come up as a question, and I equate it with Drew Barrymore's movie Ever After to remember that it's Evergiven. So we said Evergiven.
All right. Ian with the putt that was like inching up to the hole, like it wasn't going to go in, and then it finally dropped at the last second. Nice job. It's Evergiven. So points for both teams.
I thought it was Ever something, but I couldn't remember.
Well, yeah, I think my little preamble there derailed me, but
it worked
out. It was hilarious.
You
like said all the flavor text and then didn't hit the post. I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, come on. You're right there.
It's a weird name.
Now, the father of the Evergiven ship is Everclear.
Oh.
Sponsored by Everclear.
Like the beverage or the...
The band. Like father of mine. Yeah.
Father of mine. Yeah. All right. Number three in animals. What brood of cicada made their 17-year return beginning in April? A swarm of this brood temporarily disabled Air Force One.
So we didn't get this very much in our region.
Normally we do, but I don't remember it being...
Well, it's a different region got hit.
Oh, different region. Yeah. I do know when we get cicadas here, when you walk down the sidewalk, it sounds like you're crunching bones like Thanos.
That's like usually when multiple years overlap, right? And we really get it.
I think so.
I think it's regional too.
Yeah, but I don't. Jeff, do you have any idea what this brood is called?
I didn't even know. Aside from like the 7 and 9 and 17 year, 13 year, whatever. I have no idea.
And we're looking for a name, right, Matt?
Yeah, there are two names I have that I'll accept for this one.
Okay. All right, we'll lock in with a guess.
Cicada cicada.
All right.
I think I've got it if you trust me.
Oh, you got it? Is it it's a letter name, right? It's like Brood X or something? Or
you got it, yeah. Brood very X. Ominously named.
Group X?
Brood X.
Oh.
So we'll lock in with Brood X.
Okay. Neil and what do you guys got?
Yeah, we were toying between X and Y and Z and M and N and stuff, but we ended up just locking with Brood and Unusual Punishment.
Hubble does have it. It is Brood X. Or the other name for it is the Great Eastern Brood.
Also, speaking of rap duos, Brood X is the name of me and Neil's rap duo.
Brood X. All we do is rap.
We're
about...
drop an album along with his new book.
Yeah, that's right. It would be a nice album.
10 tracks about Swayze.
In the voice of DMX by two white guys.
Question number 4. Here we go in television. Within 2, how many times was the Apple TV Plus series Ted Lasso nominated for the Emmys? It surpassed Glee as the highest nominated first-year comedy.
Yep, that. I'm cool with it.
Okay, all right, we're locked in.
I just said I'm cool with it no matter what you wrote down.
All right, he wrote down a number he thinks is too high. I don't know what that number is. Do you know what...
What was the range?
It's within 2.
Yeah, plus or minus 2.
So I don't know what a high number of Emmy nominations is, because usually I reserve my award watching for the Oscars.
I think it's going to be somewhere close to 20.
Oh, that many.
I feel like it's a lot, because there are so many little things, but maybe we can shoot lower than that and maybe catch it in the range.
15?
Yeah, I can do 15.
All right.
We ended up saying 14, but I also forgot a lot of people were double nominated, but we said 14.
I hope it's 17.
All right. Well, no points here. Ian, your first guess was right. It was 20.
20, wow.
Mm.
All right. Well, with our first miss, let's get back on track with number 5 in science. What was the name of the relentless NASA rover that landed on Mars in February last year?
We can lock in over here.
That was Neil, by the way, locking that in.
with no help.
And I'm going to trust him, which is even scarier.
All right. So I know Curiosity was one, but that was that the old one?
Yeah, so I think he dropped a hint there in the clue.
Relentless,
he said relentless. So I think it's Perseverance, which was the most recent.
Okay, great.
That'd be my guess.
I knew that the drone or the camera, helicopter, whatever you call it, was called Ingenuity, and I knew that the machine that it came from was Perseverance. So that's what we locked in with.
And points to both teams. It was Perseverance. It is Perseverance. They sent back the latest batch of pictures of just a couple days ago. He had a really great picture of this canyon that kind of looked like a Beggar's Canyon from Star Wars.
Cool. And we need to commission Darren for a new intro for Triviality. Perseverance. Ingenuity. Curiosity. This is Triviality.
These are things our hosts lack.
Yeah,
right. That sounds like one of those fake ads that's in a movie, like when someone walks into like a TV ad.
Or it sounds like a perfume ad.
Perfume, yeah.
A perfume.
I was going to say, it's like 3 brands of cologne that are related. Yeah.
Waft by Ian.
Waft, you said? Waft. It looks like after 5 questions here, it is 30 for Dog Like the Bounty Hunter and 40, 10 more points for Hubble Like the Dog. Is that the name, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I forgot it halfway.
That was pretty brain scrambly, so.
It was. It's going to happen the rest of the game.
You got it.
All right, moving on to question 6. This one's in art. One of the year's trends in online art collecting was the proliferation of NFTs, digital assets existing on a blockchain with a unique signature. What does the initialism NFT stand for?
We are good.
Is your answer fungible or non-fungible, Neil?
I don't know if it's fungible worthy.
Okay. Yeah, so non-fungible tokens, right, Ian?
I would concur.
I like that this is the game that Matt's not here. And yeah. At least we don't have to hear him talk about it. Matt. Yeah,
shut up, Matt, wherever you are.
Shut up about your NFTs. But Vivek, you
can
talk
about
him. He
won't listen to this episode.
He won't. Vivek can talk about him because I know he's going to listen to this episode, and so will Jane, but Matt can't. Matt's in the jungle. Yeah, we also said non-fungible token.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't get reception out there, I'm sure, in Jumanji.
I don't think so.
It's got that really long antenna for the radio. Anyway, yeah, non-fungible token. That's what we're looking for.
One of them sold for like $500 million or something, right?
Something ridiculous.
When it first started, yeah.
That one artist sold that collage of like 4,000.
That one, yeah.
That was $69 million, I want to say.
I wish somebody would just give me $1 million.
Right, because then I could own Disaster Girl and still have $500,000.
No, like if you could just like piss that much money away, like just give me $1 million.
Here, we'll do this.
If there's any listeners out there who have $1 million to give, just give me $1 million. Just one.
Draw a picture of a monkey and someone will pay for it.
Exactly.
Not my monkey.
Here's where we segue into a philosophical podcast. This has to be a gut answer, though. If someone gave you $1 million right now, Ken, what would you do with it?
Retire.
Okay. How about you, $1 million right now?
Ooh, I'd stick it in the bank.
All right, in the bank. Matt?
I actually would plan a year-long worldwide trip to hit as many of the Disney parks as I could.
Nice. Jeff?
And that mill is gone.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, one fast pass.
All on Dole Whip.
No, I think it would go into my investment portfolio, and then I would kick some of it back to Triviality. I'd support the show.
And your investment portfolio
is... show's over. I mean, no. We'll keep doing it. Give me the mill.
Your investment portfolio is...
We'll
is
do more.
Under your mattress?
Some of it is, okay. Yes.
If you give me a mill, we'll do more. For sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because then you can retire and just do the show. Yeah.
I would do the show full-time if it was feasible, but it's currently not.
Rich listeners...
Yeah, help us out.
You know what to do.
All right, question 7.
All right, this one's in government. Name the U.S. Senator from Texas and his destination that he visited with his family while his home state faced failing power grids in the winter months due to energy privatization.
All right, I know the senator. I don't remember the destination. Are you guys locked in?
Yeah, I didn't really want to go, but, you know, the kids wanted to go, so.
Yeah, right. You guys are good. Do you remember the destination of Ted the Zodiac Killer Cruz?
Yeah, I think old Ted Cruz wanted to go down and have a little drink in Cancun.
Right, all down on Cancun way.
We agree. We said it was Ted Cruz, and we said Cancun.
And both teams are correct. Ted Cruz went to Cancun. All right, moving on to number 8 in vocabulary. If you are acting in an unusual manner, you might be called out as being what slang term that gained in popularity last year?
So I think trippin' is about 10 years too late.
I was like, when I was young, people were acting in uncouth manners. But
uncouth, yeah.
Were you alive
All
in Dickens?
All the kids were saying uncouth.
You were alive in Charles Dickens' time?
Why, sir?
I was.
Why be so uncouth?
I'm cool with that.
If both teams are struggling, I can add a little hint to end. I took it out.
Neil and
I
can lock in. Are locked in.
You're pretty good with the kid. With what the kids are.
I'm on TikTok all the time, so let's see what Ian has to say because we're locked in over here.
I'm kind of straddling the Gen Z millennial era, so I think I can lock in on this one.
All right, what do you think? Let's talk about it.
Well, I think it's sus. S-U-S.
Oh, okay. Yeah. From Among Us, yeah.
Yeah.
When someone's acting suspect, maybe. Yeah. Perchance.
Yeah, our answer is no cap. We say sus.
And that's what we're looking for, sus. Very good.
See, TikTok's paying off, Jeff. Being on it all the time.
All right. Not monetarily, but it's paying off.
No, as long as the government doesn't know what the algorithm's sending me, then
it's
we'll
not
be
uncouth, you're sure?
It's not my fault I was born in the 1930s.
You know, other than uncouth, though, I like the term unsavory.
Unsavory, yeah. That's good. That's a good one.
Unsavory elements.
It's often applied to Neil.
So, and actually, I mean, would you just shorten that to like uns with two S's? Or, I mean, like, how's it going to be?
Neil is acting so uns right now.
So uns. I do want to say something I thought you would enjoy. I'm reading this book called Magpie Murders by Anthony Horowitz. It's really good. And there's a phrase in there that I just loved. And he's describing a guy that he just met, a detective just met. And he walks in with his hand in his pocket, smoking, like kind of a nice jacket. And he says, he did not just arouse antipathy, he almost seemed to cultivate it.
Mm.
I think it's a great description.
It's pretty good.
So I just want to say unsavory about people.
Yeah.
Antipathy cultivators. That's a good trivia team, man.
That is actually, yeah. So someone take it. And if you win, you know, send us $5 gift card.
Or a mil.
Or a mil.
Or a million, yeah. All right, number 9, it's movies. Which Chinese filmmaker won Oscars for both their contributions as director and producer on the Best Picture of the Year?
And that is the previous Oscars, so that's the 2020 Oscars that took place in 2021 for our listeners.
Right, yeah, 2020, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The ceremony happened in 2021 for the movies produced in 2020, yes.
All right, so we can lock in, I'm pretty sure. Is that cool with you, Ian?
I trust you.
All right.
Yep. We can lock in over here. I'm sure Ken and I will have the same answer. We said the director who went on to do The Eternals, Chloe Zhao.
Yep, we said Chloe Zhao. And quick note, I like The Eternals. Everybody kind of gave it a bad rap, I thought.
I still haven't seen it.
It was pretty good.
I know you enjoyed it, though, you said.
I think it's decent.
Yep, it's on my list. Finally got onto Disney Plus, so that's on the to watch list. I just finished Book of Boba Fett, the chapter 6 today. I finally caught up, so I'm excited for that. Anyway, yes, Chloe Zhao is who we're talking about.
Sweet,
yay!
And to round out the first half, let's go to Broadway. Cherished Broadway composer and lyricist Stephen Sondheim passed away in November at the age of 91. During his lifetime, Sondheim garnered many accolades, including 3 of the 4 awards in the EGOT achievement. Which award did Sondheim not receive?
Did you see, I think it's Bradley Whitford. Is that the actor's name?
Yeah,
Bradley Whitford, yeah.
And Sondheim and Tick, Tick, Boom.
So good.
Plays Sondheim.
I still have to watch
incredible.
It. I heard they used Sondheim. He re-recorded a voice message.
Yeah.
That broke my heart. Oh, my God.
My favorite role of his is, of course, as Jake Peralta's father in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, yeah, he's great in that as well.
No. So how's it coming along there?
It's kind of a trick question because I think I'm overthinking it a little bit. But I don't, how do you feel? It's one of these two, Jeff, and I don't know which one you want to go. Well, I'll just say it out loud. So basically,
I mean, if he didn't win a Tony, that would be hilarious.
I'm almost positive he never won an Oscar.
Not a lot of people know this, but Sondheim never won a Tony.
he's a titan of Broadway, but. They just wouldn't give him one. So the only time he would have... the Susan Lucci Scorsese. He would have won for West Side Story if he did win one, but he wrote lyrics for West Side Story, which I don't think... He wouldn't have won an Oscar for the script because he didn't write the script. And unless he was a producer on it, he wouldn't have won an Oscar for Best Picture. So I'm leaning towards Oscar.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to lock in with Oscar and we'll just say it out loud because we don't care.
Okay. Ian... my gut was going Emmy.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I don't remember if there were any sort of made-for-TV adaptations of any of his famous musicals, but
yeah, I don't have the deep.
Would be the best choice.
Yeah, I don't have the deep knowledge of Neil over there, but just off the gut, I think Emmy is a good guess.
All right. Points are going to Hubble. He did not receive an Emmy. He did receive an Academy Award for Best Music Original Song in the 1991 film Sooner or Later.
Oh.
That was his only Oscar.
You played yourself.
I did play myself. I know. I've never even heard of that before. So
we might have to play ourselves out.
All right. Now with the swing round impending, looks like we are entering with 90 points.
Whew. Yep, and we have 70 points, so you've gotten a little bit of a lead here. We really have to catch up.
All right. Well, let's see if people know their box office knowledge from last year. Swing round's pretty simple this time. It's just naming the top 10 grossing films of 2021 in domestic box office. I have some hints for you. First of all, half of these bore the Marvel logo. Second hint, among the other half, 4 were sequels, numbered 2, 3, 9, and 25. The number may or may not appear in the title of the film. Last hint, the final film starred an actor who has portrayed heroes in both Marvel and DC films.
Okay, so 1 through 5 are Marvel's, and then we have 4 sequels, 2, 3, 9, 25, and then the last one has an actor in Marvel and DC. We will be right back after thinking about these.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we are back with our answers. I think we did pretty good here. All right, we will go first. We said Spider-Man, No Way Home, Venom, There Will Be Carnage, Eternals, Shang-Chi, Black Widow, and you take it away for the next 5.
Yeah, and then on the sequels, we said Quiet Place 2, No Time to Die, Fast and Furious 9, and for the last one, we threw in The Matrix Resurrections. And our hero who played in both comic universes, we thought that was Ryan Reynolds, so we went with Free Guy.
All right, and Doug Like the Bounty Hunter, how about you?
We had a very similar list. We went with Spider-Man No Way Home, Shang-Chi, Venom 2, Eternals, Fast and the Furious 9 or F9, Black Widow, No Time to Die, A Quiet Place 2, Ghostbusters Afterlife, and Free Guy.
All right. And Ghostbusters Afterlife was the only one that Helen missed, and Dog got them all. So, yep, those are the 10.
All right, so that that gives us an extra 45 points. So we are at 135.
And Dog has closed the gap just a little bit. Now they're at 120.
Very good. All right, let's move on to the second round.
All right, let's kick off the second half with music. Which hip-hop rapper and environmental activist won the Grammy for Best New Artist last March? She was featured in Ariana Grande's 34 plus 35 remix.
We'll lock in over here for Ian to talk out loud. I have an idea. I'm not sure if it's right, but we'll lock in.
Hip-hop rapper and environmental activist. And I think he said she, right?
I don't know. The last, the environmental activist part is throwing me off there. Yeah, I know this is going to be one I will know as soon as he says it, but I'm not pulling anything
Dua Lipa?
On this. I don't
Olivia
believe she's
Rodrigo,
featured in that.
Cardi B.
Excuse me, sir. Can you just name any young artist, please?
We'll say Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa. I love Dua Lipa. Hoping to see her in concert, maybe with Jeff. But she's not a rapper. I went with someone whose album I really liked, actually.
She could probably rap if she tried.
She probably could, yeah. I went with someone whose album I did enjoy quite a bit, and I think they have a new one coming out. And we went with Megan Thee Stallion.
That's it.
Well, there were two rappers that featured on 34 plus 35 Remix. One of them was Doja Cat, who was also nominated for Best New Artist. But the winner was the second verse, and that was Megan Thee Stallion. Nice job.
Good.
Nice. Okay.
The only reason I picked that one up is I didn't know that she won the award. I just remember someone talked about her tweeting a lot about the environment. I was like, I guess she's an activist, so I'll go for it.
Okay. Good for Megan Thee Stallion.
Hopefully good for the environment, too.
Yeah. Let's get the wet-ass wetlands.
Wow.
What yeah.
I made a reference. It made sense, guys. All right, let's get number 2.
Body, 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 bodies of water. Save them.
I thought you were going to say wet ass preserves, like wetland preserves. But
moving on, number 12 is in business. What two entertainment stocks' prices went through the roof in January last year due to speculation from an amateur investor coalition that organized on Reddit?
Do you know the second one?
I can see that too.
We can lock in.
All right, we're locked in. Go ahead.
All right, so we know right away that GameStop is one of them.
Yep, stonks.
I just didn't know there was a second one. I know AMC kind of ballooned for a while, but I
could see that, though. People thinking it's being undervalued during the pandemic.
Yeah, I just don't. It reminds me, that might have been earlier, though, like when the MoviePass was kind of popular.
Oh, man, MoviePass. Whew.
And it took a dive.
MultiPass.
Yeah, I don't know about the second one.
Multi-pyramid scheme.
We like GameStop, so I guess we'll just say GameStop and AMC.
All right, Ian, I was feeling GameStop, but what's the second one that you were thinking?
I think the one that they were thinking of is GameStop, the first one. I think the second one was having a bit of trouble during the pandemic, so I'm going to say AMC.
Ooh, same answers.
And yeah, both teams got it, GameStop and AMC.
Good poll, guys.
All right, number 13, let's go to technology. Within five, how many bitcoins were Russian hackers paid by Colonial Pipeline to restore their system access after suffering a ransomware cyber attack?
So I know Bitcoin is probably hovering somewhere around...
It's probably around 80 at the time, right, though?
Was the peak. Yeah, so 10 would give you...
We're going to lock in over
here. I don't know, 7 million, so probably you think it was higher than that?
What do you think, 100 Bitcoin? Is that too much?
Yeah, that sounds... It was a lot.
All right, well, we'll say 100 Bitcoin.
With your pinky...
Evil pinky smirk, yeah.
Jeff had an idea on this one, so what were you thinking, Jeff?
Yeah, for some reason, I thought it was like five-ish million dollars or something like that. And I remember if Bitcoin was like 70 or 75,000 at one point, that would be about 75 Bitcoin. So that's what we guessed.
That's way too much to demand. We'll just take one mil. Just one.
I'll settle for a Bitcoin, even now.
All right, what Jeff is it?
Jeff with an uncannily accurate calculation. The estimated value was 4.4 million, and that came out to 75 Bitcoin.
Okay. Nice. Okay.
All right. Number 14, the internet. Name the item involved in the challenge taken up by many YouTubers and Twitch streamers this past summer, many of them injuring themselves by falling in the process.
Was this on TikTok, Neil?
It was on TikTok. And we can lock in.
All right.
It's going to be my new segue.
What were they doing? Slacklining?
I'm not familiar with this one.
I would bust my head so fast slacklining. Slackline TikTok.
Is slacklining like when you're skateboarding but you're like slacking at the same time? What is this?
Slacklining is when you have it's like a canvas, it's like a seatbelt strung between two trees and you can like tightrope on it.
Oh,
it's,
okay.
It's basically like the, what's the famous family?
The Mansons?
No, not. the tightrope walking family, the Walendas.
The Flying Graysons? Oh.
No, how's it right?
You meant real life.
Nobody knows what you're talking about, Jeff.
No, it's like the Flying Walendas, but, you know, way less impressive.
Okay. I don't really know what the challenge was. They were injuring themselves.
Holding an object?
Yeah, so I don't really know what item was involved here in the challenge. I'm trying to think. I've probably seen this stuff. Let's just say slackline. I don't know.
I watched a lot of videos of this. I'm surprised people film themselves doing it because it looked very painful, especially when they did it on cement. They'd hit their head and stuff. I don't know the actual term. I'm pretty sure they're called egg crates, but the plastic boxes that people carry stuff in, like records and whatnot, but they would stack them up. It almost looked like a level.
Milk crates.
Yeah, it looked like a Mario level where they'd climb up to the top and try not to fall and wiggle, and then everyone always would fall and bust their head open. So yeah, that's what we saw.
I have seen that. It's just this stuff isn't memorable to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Neil stole my flavor text of looks like a Mario level. Yes, these were milk crates. Let's go on to our crime question. Name the former Minneapolis police officer that was sentenced in June to serve 22 years in prison for the murder of George Floyd.
We can lock in over here.
Yeah, same here. It's Derek Chauvin. Is that right, Ian?
That's correct.
All right.
We agree. We said Derek Chauvin.
And that's who I've got, Derek Chauvin, yep.
All right.
We are halfway through round two.
All right, a little bit of a harder second half for us here, only gaining 20 points, bringing us to 155.
Yep, and we picked up 50. Actually, we're getting into a groove now, so we're going to be at 170.
Oh, no.
Let's go to food. This Canadian food influencer has quickly become a top star in 2021 on TikTok and YouTube with her quick demonstrations of complex recipes in her Cooking With series. The last word in her series is her name. She is also a judge on the Canadian version of Top Chef.
This is the most Neil question, but he doesn't seem to know.
Only if it was Canadian British Bake Off.
Yeah, I've seen the Canadian Bake Off. Yeah, if it was British, if it was a British person, I think I would know it.
Any idea, Ian? Because I have no idea.
I feel like I've heard of, I want to say Carly? Something with a hard consonant.
The alliteration, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, though.
Well, if you're good with that, I'm good with that.
I wasn't sure, actually. I know what he's talking about, but I haven't really seen videos. I've seen, like, this one woman who's a vegan, who's, like, fun vegan recipes. I've seen her TikTok. I've seen another cooking TikTok. But I just figured if I was going to name a TikTok something, I'd want to use alliteration. And I thought of the person who helped Jack Bauer find bombs. So we said Cooking With Chloe.
All right. Well, no points here. Her name is Shireen Cools. Cooking with Shireen is her series.
She could have called it Cooking with Cools, and she didn't.
That is correct. I'm sorry. Who has millions of followers on TikTok? Huh?
Not me.
Yes, Shireen Cools, if you're listening, please send us $1 million.
Yeah.
After Ken insulted you.
I'm sorry, but it's a no-brainer. I'm sorry.
Do you have a favorite chef for your vegan ways, like that you watch on YouTube?
Not really. Not really.
Ian, do you have a favorite chef?
Ooh, that's tough. I've been watching a lot of, I watched Ugly Delicious lately, so David Chang's pretty cool.
Yeah. And he won Millionaire.
Did he really?
Yeah, David Chang, send us a cool mill.
Another person. After taxes, he doesn't even have it.
Yeah, he won Celebrity Millionaire.
He sent it to his charity of choice.
This is the title of the episode. Please send us $1 million.
Yeah, we're his charity. When they say, what nice charity, and someone goes, oh, I'm going to help kids. I'm
I'll
help
form
the
a 501c3 for this.
I'm going to help a podcast. Help a podcaster out with $1 a day. Yeah.
All right, Neil, who's your favorite?
Since we know you were waiting for us to ask.
No, I really wasn't. I was just curious. I don't really have a favorite. My favorite's probably Curtis Stone, who's Australian, who I love. But I love the show Chef with Roy Choi and Jon Favreau. And yeah.
Chef show.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. All right. Number 7.
This is going to be in literature. Name the Tanzanian winner of the 2021 Nobel Prize in Literature. His works include Pilgrim's Way, Paradise, Afterlives, and Desertion. They describe stolen childhood and a hostile society in poignant narratives.
This is a book question, so I'm out.
Yeah, I feel like they threw the book at me
on this
one.
Do you know, Ian?
I don't think I know this one.
All right, we're going to tap.
I know who it's referencing, but I don't know any Tanzanian authors, so just want to say a random name. Garabedian.
What does that even
just make that up?
Well, it's the name of a guy who runs a movie website I like, but it sounds authory, so we said Garabedian.
Okay. We're tapping out. It is Garabedian.
Neil, you're actually closer than you might think.
Because he submitted an answer.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he got the first letter right for the last name. This is Abdul Razak Gurna, and if you have not had a chance to read some of his stuff, it is highly moving. So I suggest it.
All right.
Moving on to medicine. The COVID pandemic has given rise to several new medical advances, as demonstrated in research from BioNTech and Moderna. What is this type of vaccine that teaches cells to trigger the immune system's response in the body?
I think we can lock in.
Yeah, good.
I'm sure you guys can too.
As well.
Yeah. mRNA.
That's correct.
Now, Ian, correct us if we're wrong, but the M stands for messenger. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah.
All right. We're checking in with our doctor.
What does RNA stand for, Neil?
Restitution never allows.
Arrives.
It's actually easier than DNA because it's not deoxy. It's just ribonucleic acid.
Yeah. Points for both teams. This is mRNA. All right. It's number 19 in Zodiac. This is not a Ted Cruz question, I promise.
Yeah, we already had that.
Matt, before you continue the question, just for sound difficulties, do you have a basement?
No.
Okay.
I live in California.
A joke? It was a Zodiac joke, yeah.
Oh.
From the movie, yeah. Sorry.
I was like, why is my sound that bad?
No. It's from Zodiac. It's my favorite scene in the movie with Jake Gyllenhaal.
It was funny because as soon as Drew you Curry's asked, brother. I was like, he lives in California. There's no way.
I don't have wine cellar, sorry.
What's that guy's name? Drew Carey's brother?
I always...
Mr. Carey.
Because we always call him Drew Carey's brother, and now I can never remember his name.
Yeah. Oh, the actor who played Drew Carey's brother in the Drew Carey Show?
Yeah, we don't know. All right, continue your question about the Zodiac Killer or whatever it was.
Okay. 2021 began as the year of what animal on the Chinese zodiac? It became the year of the ox on February 21st.
We punched some numbers, looked at a Rolodex of some animals, and we took a guess, and we think we got it, so we're going to lock in.
All right, sounds good. Ian, any idea? I have a gut answer, but I want to hear what you think.
I seem to remember it was the year of the pig.
Okay.
Does that sound familiar to you?
Yeah, kind of. My gut answer was rat, but I think pig.
Because that's always your gut answer.
Yeah, I think it's pig. I think you're right.
So they went with pig, starring Nicolas Cage, and we were thinking rat because one of Ken's many nicknames of around the world is rat. And for some reason,
this is not a joke.
It's not a joke. Yeah, we just went with rat because I think I'm an ox, and if it was ox, I always think that the rat is never far behind. So that's what we went with.
All right, well, points to dog. It is the rat.
I was trying to do the math because I think my sister's a rat.
You f***ing rat, you!
You know, my sister's a rat.
All right, well, let's wrap up the regular round with Mr. Bond, James Bond. Daniel Craig's final performance as 007 was in last year's release, No Time to Die, with a current-ish worldwide gross of over $700 million. Unadjusted for inflation, what was his next highest worldwide grossing James Bond film?
I really liked No Time to Die, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Surprisingly good.
Yeah, it was. The set pieces were good. The action was good.
I was going to watch it.
It's more of a John Wick sort of feel.
Yeah, you could tell that they kind of evolved with the
John
times.
Wick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a guess, Ian, if you don't have any strong opinion.
Yeah, I'm down between two.
I'm thinking maybe Skyfall.
Skyfall was my guess just because of how big of a production it kind of was.
Yeah.
Spectre was more recent, but not as
acclaimed.
Popular, the other one I was thinking of was Casino Royale, but
that was like the first outing, so I thought maybe it might have a dip. Let's go Skyfall.
Let's do Skyfall. That sounds good to me.
We had a very similar conversation here. My thought process was Casino Royale was his first entry, which there would have been a lot of intrigue post Brosnan. Maybe a lot of people turned out when the trailer came out. It was a much different Bond. So maybe people were excited. They wanted to see it, had good reviews. So that was on the table. And then Skyfall, the most critically acclaimed one of his tenure, maybe up until No Time to Die, I can't remember. But that one had a lot of money, made a lot of money. Also had the reemergence of the DB5. And Roger Deakins shot it, who's one of the best ever. So, we're between...
People really turned out for Deakins.
That's why I showed up, yeah.
I was there for the DB5, so...
There you go. So we were between Casino Royale and Skyfall, and we ended up going with...
Skyfall?
Skyfall.
Two Skyfalls, please.
All right. At just over $300 million, it was Skyfall.
I'm glad we all knew it wasn't Quantum of Solace.
All right, then that wraps up the regular round. What are the scores looking like?
175 for Hubble, like the dog.
And we have an even 200 for dog, like the bounty hunter.
All right. Well, since I'm known as the Star Trek guy, I have included that in today's final. It is Star Trek V, The Final Frontier. All of these categories' names are current Star Trek series being produced on Paramount Plus. So your categories are Discovery, Lower Decks, Picard, Prodigy, and Strange New Worlds.
All right, our wagers are in, and it looks like we're going all in for 2022, as Neil said.
Yeah, and Ken, he's pushing the chips slowly across the table.
We actually do have chips here in the studio, but they're tortilla chips.
I pushed in my Pringles. I don't know what the exchange is.
I once directed a...
Two Pringles per tortilla.
I once directed a commercial for... Do you remember Doritos used to do the Super Bowl commercial challenge?
Oh, yeah.
And I did one in college, or I went back to my college in like 2006 or whatever, but the whole concept of the commercial were poker guys playing poker, and they were using... One guy used the Dorito chip as his like all-in chip. Yeah.
Sounds good.
And he won.
Yeah, there you go. All right, what are the questions?
All right, first off in Discovery, name the successor to the Hubble Space Telescope that was launched last December. Its namesake was the instrumental administrator of NASA from 1961 to 1968, who played a vital role in the success of the Apollo missions.
So naturally, we were talking about this with the team name. Neil, do you remember what it is? Just from 1 hour ago?
I believe it's the director of 500 Days of Summer.
Okay, fair enough. All right, let's get number two.
Next up, Lower Decks. Mike McMahon is the creator of the irreverent animated Star Trek Lower Decks series. Before that assignment, he was on the writing staff of what other off-color animated show with a sci-fi twist? Next up in Picard. The character of Jean-Luc Picard received an artificial heart implant after his organic one was impaled during a bar brawl in his youth. In reality, modern-day scientists have looked upon the artificial heart as a holy grail over the past 50 years. But all that could change soon, as promised by last year's announcement of Bivacor, that's B-I-V-A-C-O-R, a fully artificial heart currently undergoing trials for full cardiac replacement. What Star Trek-adjacent element is primarily used for this advanced design's structure? Next up in Prodigy, 13-year-old Cotilia Pondit was the winner of the 2021 Global Child Prodigy Award and boasts this nickname due to his amazing recall of a near-complete knowledge in significant human history. And lastly, in Strange New Worlds, the MMORPG New World was finally released on September 28th, 2021, after several launch delays. It was the first Windows title from what relatively new studio that had announced but then canceled other Windows titles, including Breakaway and Crucible.
All right, we will consider these and we'll be right back.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan. But nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Welcome to From Beneath the Hollywood Sign. If you love old movies, Hollywood history, or the golden age of filmmaking, you've come to the right place. This is the podcast that talks about amazing stories of Tinseltown from another era and fascinating conversations with writer-producer Steve Kubine and actress-writer Nan McNamara.
One particular argument, he ended up dislocating Ava's jaw. Ava, she was such a tough cookie. Rather than cry or scream or anything like that, she...
Or call the police.
I should shut up, exactly. Exactly. What does she do? She takes an ashtray and she knocks him over the head and knocks him unconscious. That's how she fought back. She didn't know what to do, so she called Louis B. Mayer. I think I've killed Howard Hughes. What do I do?
Revisit a time when the pictures were still big and everyone was ready for their close-up. When you want Tyrone Power instead of Tom Hardy, Jennifer Jones instead of Jennifer Lawrence, or Robert Mitchum rather than Robert Pattinson, then From Beneath the Hollywood Sign is the gin joint for you.
And all the answers are now in. Let's get the questions one more time, see how we did. And again, everybody's betting everything. So 30 per question.
Yeah, we're all in. Okay, Discovery, name the successor to the Hubble Space Telescope that was launched in December. Its namesake was the instrumental administrator of NASA from 1961 to 68, who played a vital role in the success of the Apollo missions. Hubble, what'd you get? Ironically, what would you guys have?
Yep, we had the James Webb Telescope.
Yeah, we also had the JWST, or the James Webb Space Telescope.
And points for both teams. That's correct. Next up, Lower Decks. Mike McMahon is the creator of the irreverent animated Star Trek Lower Decks series. Before that, he was on the writing staff of what other off-color animated show with a sci-fi twist?
Yeah, we thought this was Rick and Morty.
I feel like a lot of the writers are being scooped up off of this show, so we also said Rick and Morty.
And it's pretty apparent in the animation style for Lower Decks if you've ever seen it. It has big Rick and Morty vibes. That is correct. Next up for Picard. Picard has an artificial implant for his heart. We're looking for the element that a fully artificial heart is currently being tested as.
Just for its prevalence in medical use, and you said, Ian, that tritanium is a thing in Star Trek, right?
Yeah.
So we said titanium.
See ya. I mean, Neil.
We thought the same. We just knew titanium can be made thin. It's powerful. They make golf clubs out of it, so why not put it in someone's heart? So we said titanium.
And Ian is correct. The hulls of the Star Trek vessels are often made out of tritanium, and they are making artificial hearts out of titanium. That is correct.
Is tritanium titanium just three times as nice?
Sure. I don't know. There's not a great explanation for that one. They just kind of made it up, like dilithium instead of lithium.
Three times as strong, one third the weight.
Ooh,
very nice.
Transparent aluminum. That's actually a real thing.
I was going to say that actually exists now.
Cool.
I know.
Finally, right, I can have an invisible car.
I always wanted to be like Wonder Woman, but less cool.
Yeah.
Invisible wagon.
It's an invisible Hyundai accent.
So there's a really good ESL speaker, right?
Yeah.
Invisible accent. Anyway. Okay. Prodigy, 13-year-old Kautilya Pandit was the winner of the 2021 Global Child Prodigy Award and boasts this nickname due to his amazing recall of a near-complete knowledge in significant human history.
Ian?
We decided on the Human Encyclopedia.
That's what I would call him.
We said the same thing. Our official answer is like the Human Encyclopedia, Walking Encyclopedia, something like that. But for fun, you said his name, and I don't know if this is part of the clue, but I thought it would have been a really cool nickname if he was called the Encyclopedia with his name in there. So we said, those are answers.
Well, no points on this one. He is affectionately known as Google Boy.
Oh.
I wouldn't want to be.
That's way less cool. On.
Yeah, right.
He's not even as old as Google.
So one day he'll be a Google man.
And lastly, in Strange New Worlds, the MMORPG New World was finally released in September after several delays. It was the first Windows title from what relatively new studio that had announced, but then canceled other titles, including Breakaway and Crucible.
All right. It seems like it all comes down to this question. I think we need a correct answer, and if you guys are wrong, we'll take the cake. We weren't too sure, so we just tried to pick a studio that we knew was relatively new. We tried to think of the Fortnite people, but we couldn't quite pull it. But PlayerUnknown's Battleground is pretty popular, so we said PlayerUnknown.
And actually, I heard a little bit about them. I'm not sure if this is the correct studio, but I think trying to take on Steam and things like that, Amazon has jumped into the game, so we guessed Amazon.
Can you be more specific?
Amazon Studios.
Okay, I'll give it to you. We're actually looking for Amazon Games. Yes, Amazon Games Studio is developing New World. They have released several iOS games and also for Android, and this was their first Windows title that they were actually able to get online after several delays and then having to cancel the other two titles.
The game is over. It looks like Hubble Like the Dog is going to end with 205 points. And holding them off is Dog Like the Bounty Hunter with 290 points, and they are today's cream of the crop.
Are you Carly Simon? Because nobody does it better.
Good job, guys. Ian, I'm sorry I couldn't make your dreams come true today.
Oh, no.
But you
it
can
was
always,
not your fault.
Can always just jump Jeff on the street and
I would like
give
to,
him a thrashing.
I would like to say that it's not me that's unbeatable. The entire swing round carried by Neil. And about 70% of the other questions. So
I know, but you're the one he wanted to thrash.
So. I know, but
I'll thrash him for you, Ian.
I feel like if
we'll
it weren't
give
for
him
Neil,
a good spanking.
If it yeah, wasn't bonus, for Neil, don't worry, content. You would have thrashed me. I feel like on the things that mattered.
All right, well, good job, boys. Ian, any parting words for us today? Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a great teammate. What do you got to say?
Thanks for having me, guys. And despite all the technical difficulties, we made it. And it was a good show, good competition.
Yeah, and by the time I'm finished with it, nobody's going to be the wiser about the technical stuff.
And Jeff, there's no hard feelings here. I think it was all engineered.
And Ian, thank you to your wife for letting you do this, because I know she was trying to get some stuff done behind you, and you said, "Hey, I'm recording a really important podcast."
And he screamed.
And he screamed. No, he didn't.
Shut up.
Yeah, I had to mute a couple times, but.
No, but thank you to her. You're going to become possibly an anesthesiologist, which is a very important job, and we'll make sure the next surgery Jeff needs, whether we implement it on top of him or not, that you're the anesthesiologist.
I absolutely will not go under.
Now
that I know that he wanted to. To thrash me.
Ian's got it out for you.
If you want that to happen, though, you got to send Ian $1 million.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
God, I'm going to have to find $1 million first.
So thank you, Ian, for joining us. And thank you to Matt for putting this great game together. He wanted to repeat last year's sort of year in review. And we weren't sure if we were going to remember anything from 2021 because it's been a blur the last 2 years. But thank you, Matt, for putting this game together. Any shout-outs or anything else you'd like to say? The floor is yours.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me again, guys. I love putting these year review quizzes together. It kind of helps me cement in my mind, oh, right, that was not last year. That was 2 years ago, that kind of stuff. So I like to kind of give that opportunity for everybody else to lock those in your memory palaces. As far as words for everyone else, keep wearing your masks, keep getting your boosters. We're not through this yet. So let's finally get this done with. We can get back to pub trivia.
Yeah. Memory Palace or Memory Shack for me? I know.
You're probably like a memory...
Lean-to.
A lean-to. Or what? the thing you talked about where people climb across. What's it called again?
Slack line.
Yeah, memory slack line. Because any moment you could fall off.
That's true. And we're falling off the broadcast right now. So let's bring it to a close. Thank you to our guests. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Neil. I am Ken. No Matt today. He's in the jungle. That was Triviality. mRNA.
It's time to go to the yeah.
Oh, I thought there was some clapping or
vaccinated with the mRNA.
I liked with Dolly because
you could stay in bed. You could have a big fever.
I was going to say, since I have Moderna and Dolly was involved, I did love her rendition of Vaccine in the style of Jolene that she did.
National Treasure.